Wild weather, wild football. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, wild winter weather can disrupt travel, farming activities, and school, but it sure makes for interesting football. The USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Ah, that NFL music has a tough edge to it, doesn't it? Almost conjuring up soldiers going to battle in the most difficult of conditions, and in fact...
If you pick just about any crazy weather phenomenon, you can find a football game that's been played in it.
Agriculture Department meteorologist and a football fan, Brad Rippey, we picked just a few of the crazy weather games of the past just for fun, and so... Let's go back to...
December 31st, 1967, the game that's become known as the Ice Bowl.
The NFL Championship game, the warm weather Cowboys against the cold weather Packers in Green Bay on the coldest New Year's Eve ever recorded in Green Bay, 19 degrees below zero that morning, but it was a lot warmer by game time, 15 below. Now today, that game might have been postponed, but back then in Green Bay, no way. So let the game begin. That opening whistle, that was about the only one heard the whole game. The metal whistles kept freezing to the referee's lips, which had then to be pulled off along with the skin. And that bled, and the blood immediately froze, so the whole game was run verbally by the refs.
It was ridiculous. It just couldn't get any colder than it was.
Chuck Marcin, Packers running back or skating back that day because...
The heating system under the field broke, so the field was just an absolute block of ice.
There was slipping, sliding, lots of pain as players hit the frozen turf, and finally the cold weather Packers won it. 21-17. And there are many more games we could talk about. The Rain Bowl, the Mud Bowl, and on. The recent controversial postponing of that Eagles-Vikings game because of snow may have been the right call, all right, but Brad Rippey says...
The purists, and count me as one of those, think that football should be played outside in all the elements.
After all, he is an element man. I mean, a weather man. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.